in agricultural news, the Senate is taking up legislation that would end four-decade-old trade restrictions that are blocking U.S. businesses from enjoying the benefits of a more open Russian market. It also imposes sanctions on Russian human rights violators. Senate approval of the legislation to establish permanent normal trade relations with Russia would send the measure to President Barack Obama for his signature. The House passed the legislation last month on a 365-43 vote. Russia, on August 22nd, entered the World Trade Organization, requiring it to lower its import tariffs and provide greater access to the service industry. But unless Congress gets rid of existing trade restrictions and makes normal trade relations permanent, U.S. companies cannot enjoy the new trade rules available to the WTO's other 155 nations. The World Trade Organization says the U.S. will have until May 23rd of next year to bring its country of origin labeling requirement for pork and beef muscle meats into compliance with its international trade obligations. A WTO dispute settlement body panel earlier found that the U.S. COOL law unfairly discriminated against beef and live cattle imported from Canada and Mexico. Failure to correct COOL requirements by the end of May likely will result in both Canada and Mexico seeking permission from the WTO to impose retaliatory measures against imports from the U.S. Midwestern economists and business analysts are forecasting that the nation's economy will regain some strength during 2013. The economists and analysts forecast growth in real gross domestic product of 2.3% for the coming year and growth of 1.7% for 2012 after final numbers are tallied. A new Associated Press study says that China has surpassed the U.S. as a chief trading partner for much of the world. China is trading with 124 countries versus 76 for the United States. The U.S. is still the world's biggest importer, but China is gaining. Retail sales across the 17 European Union countries that use the euro slumped far more than anticipated in October, largely due to a huge drop in Germany. Eurostat, the EU's statistics office, today says that eurozone retail sales fell 1.2% in October. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.